Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and Hotep. Welcome to the Care to Read Room. You've got your Omiinka live in the studio this evening, coming to you straight from my studio this evening. How's everyone doing? And Habari Gani to those newcomers. How are you? And I'd like to say what's up to my old friends. Once again, we like to invite those youngsters in the house. We like to ask those young people to come in and join us and lock that dial in, little G, at 646-478-0270. Lock it in, little G, and keep it right there, because this has been designed just for the little G's in the house. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking to those youngsters who are still in high school, and we're talking to those first and second year bachelor students who have not decided what their majors will be, or who already might know that they're going to become lawyers. We're going to talk to you about some exciting things today where you can get the preparation you need and also get ready for the LSAT if you are bound for college to become a lawyer. In this classroom, we've been talking about paralegal positions, and we've talked to lawyers in this classroom, and we're also going to be talking about preparation for minority students. We have to exclusively single out minority students because there is a shortage of minority students, and there is also a shortage for specific types of concentrations in law, such as patent law. And we're going to be talking about all those things. So why don't you hold tight and lock that dial in and keep it right there. We'll be right back at you in the atmosphere. And as you know, we're getting ready to set it off for Black History Month. So we're going to bring the students in, and we're going to have them spell out some words for us right now. Welcome back, family. That's right. We are going to continue to play Kwanzaa music, if you don't mind, because we're in the spirit of Black History Month, and we're going to be doing a little tidbit about those authors and about our heroes and sheroes so that we can start off the month right and get started early, because you know we only have 28 days to talk about ourselves. So we're going to start it off at the end of January and do it kind of proper like. So if I got any little G's in the house, can I get a woo woo? Little G's, come on in the house, because you know this is your only. Now, I haven't been with you in the classroom lately because, you know, I retired. But for those of you who used to take my social studies class, you know we talked about street law. But we didn't do enough of it. We didn't talk enough about it because only a little tidbit was in the chapter. But guess what? They have created a special course called street law. That's right. Over in Chicago, they had this course taught throughout Chicago because, see, they're required to take the Constitution test. However, the students in other states are now catching on, and they're also implementing street law. And just for you, Hoosiers, Indiana, we have decided to bring in street law. That's right. It's going to be written up in a descriptive course so that you can take that course because you need it. You really do need it because some of you end up in the courtrooms, you don't have a clue what your rights are. Now, street law talks about anything from what are your inalienable rights, your rights for rental property, your rights for landlord tenant. It talks about understanding your rights as privileges as a driver. And most of you who are out there at night driving around, you don't realize that sometimes when you don't know your rights can be violated even while you are yet on the road. And if you don't know your rights, how do you know to say no to an officer when they ask you to submit to various different tests and Miranda tests? It's very important that you should want to take the class on street law. We don't have time to teach it here in this classroom, and we'll be giving you tidbits about the course, and we'll be talking to you where you can go and get that course. Right now, there are two schools that I am featuring, and I'm also going to be telling you about scholarships throughout the week, about scholarships and where you can go and get the funding to go back to school. There is a shortage of African-American lawyers, and they're doing everything in their power except for taking a class for you to get you to come in to these preparation courses, and two of the universities are Loyola Academy for Law Students, right on Pearson and located on the Avenue of Rush. You can go right there at the water tower, and you will find that the classes are being taught there on a Saturday. 3 to 4 hours, ladies and gentlemen, and you can also get credit. They want to give the students credit so they can go back to school and get credits for taking this course. These are pre-college courses. You get a chance to talk to law students, and periodically some famous law students are there, as well as some lawyers. Now, this week was fantastic. They had outstanding speakers that were there, and you get to talk up front and personal. And you know Omi was there interviewing all these law students, right? I am a paralegal, and I did once aspire to go to law school, but because of time now, I just don't have the time in my schedule. But I do hang out with lawyers, and I get to rub shoulders with some of them. And now that I've been asked to give this show, I'm going to do my very best to get you excited about law and get you so excited that you'll call me. You want to call me to find out about all those fantastic scholarships that they're giving out and scholarships specifically for African Americans. Now, we've kind of deviated a little bit from our girls situation, but we're going to be putting a spotlight on girls as well because there are very few women that are in law position, and they do want double minorities. Yes, they do. They want those women to come into law, and they're urging them to get involved in pre-college programs just like we're going to talk about tonight. Now, there's another state that I want to highlight, and that's Indiana University in Bloomington. They also offer a Saturday program, and their next Saturday program is going to be February the 23rd in Bloomington, Indiana, whereas Loyola's next program will be next week, February, I think that's the first Saturday, February the 2nd or 3rd, and that will start from 10 until 2 in the afternoon. Now, you want to come prepared for a nice, hearty discussion. They provide lunch for you so you can actually eat there for free on them. It's a fantastic program to be a part of. It just wasn't enough minorities in the place last weekend, but we're going to change that because we're going to put the information out there. You Hoosiers, that's right, this is your Omi talking to you. If you're not downtown this Saturday, I don't know where else you could be, but you want to go on 25th and Pierce Street at Loyola University at the Law Academy. That's where students are going. Now, you want to register, so you might want to call in ahead of time to register, or you might be able to register right on post there with the laptops that they have available so you can get registered and get in the system so that they can work with you. Now, there's some tests you're going to have to take. You did know that there were some tests that you have to take to go to law school, right? There's the LSAT, and they talk about the LSAT, and there's preparations for it so that you won't have a difficult time. And those LSAT preps are designed to help you pass the test. So what if you don't pass it the first time? We talked to a young man that got into law school with a GED, and he took the LSAT at least 3 times before he passed it. Now, that shouldn't scare you. If you have a desire to do something, especially law, and you want to be an advocate like Omi is and give back, you can. If you like doing paperwork and you like doing research and you like gathering facts, and if you're curious to know what people's civil rights are and how can you help a person if their rights have been violated, you ought to be curious about law. So we're going to ask you to come on in this house and be a part of our discussion, and we're going to ask you to call in at 646-478-0270. Now, we're going to have some law students come in here to talk with you throughout this month, and not just yet because they're still trying to set things up, and they do want to talk to you, but they wanted to take a little break because they've been talking so much to all those students. So I'm going to ask you to hold tight, and you'll get a chance to talk firsthand to some of those listeners out there. And those listeners that are out there, don't be on the other side. Come over the fence and join us. Now, we're going to take a station identification, and I am going to ask that you will hold tight as we take a drum roll out of here for 1 second, and we'll be right back at you in a few minutes, and we'll beat you in the end. Coming to you straight from Miraville, Indiana. This is the Hoosier State, calling all the Hoosiers out there in Indiana. If you're in the Facebook, if you're on Twitter, if you are on Blog Talk, we like to get your attention. We like to inform you that you're missing out on opportunities. That's right. We're talking to the little G's with the big head full of wisdom. Now, if you are a poet and if you enjoy poetry and you're a little G, go out and check out my gear. I have clothes just for little G's that are poets. That's the little G with the big head full of wisdom. And ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about law. We're talking about street law today. We're talking about preparation for those candidates who are interested in going to law school, preferably minorities. There is a shortage of minorities. However, there is an overflux of lawyers out there in the community. And the law enrollment is dropping, of course. Now, that does not mean that there is a shortage of minorities in certain specific specialty niche areas. And one of the niche areas that I pointed out is patent law. Now, patent law, I understand they're looking for students who have a technical background, preferably in computer science, preferably also in physics, zoology. If they have science, earth science, if they have backgrounds in technical areas, they can do trial law and obtain a patent endorsement prior to getting their law degree and prior to passing the bar. They can get this potential up front. Now, that's what most young people are being introduced to, the patent law, because they have such a shortage in that area. Now, they write patents, and they make sure that people do not pirate or steal other people's documentation. Now, I don't know any better way of putting it than that in order to make it simple and sweet. But what I will tell you, my experience in being a paralegal and what I went through at school was really probably half of what the lawyers go through. We all take research courses. We learn to research on Westlaw. It's a very expensive tool that only those who are trained can use that equipment to research on case law. Now, you'll find out all these terminology, case law and Westlaw. Now, and you'll also find out that most students go to school to become a generalist, and they take certificates for their niche or specialty area. And their specialties in litigation, their specialties in arbitration, in mediation, there's specialties in family law, there's also specialties in immigration law, you will have specialties in the area of disability, SSI and SSA. You can also find a specialty in the area of probate and real estate. So these are all areas that you'll find out about. Now, if you come on out to the workshop this Saturday at Loyola University, for those of you who are in the Midwest, of course, I know if you're flying by way of airway, you might not be able to make it to this one. But go to your neighborhood and ask, is there a law academy for students? And also ask, is the course street law being taught in your community? If not, you might want to talk with one of your administrators who's involved in dealing with curriculum and see if they can implement it. Why don't you join me and go on over to the Talking Cure area? We must pay homage to our ancestors. We must simply do that. Standing in position, erect with our hands faced up, we are going to ask Oludulama Re to lead us and guide us in this effort. And we give and pay homage to Oludulama Re by saying Ashe, and we pour libation to him. We'd like to also pour libations to our mother spirit, Omen Yamenja. And we call Yamenja, the lady in yellow, who is the owner of the rivers and the oceans and the streams. We asked her to accept our libation, and we say libation. We'd like to light a candle to Yamenja that she may have light to guide her on her way and her journey as she begins to go through the middle passage. We call on Obatala, the man in white, our father spirit who knows all things, and we call Obatala and we pour libations to Obatala. And we say Ashe. We light a candle to Obatala to light his path so that he will be able to see clearly, not only with his visual eye, but his third eye as well. And we say, Ashe. And we offer up a prayer today that for those lawyers who once used to study in the basement of the schoolhouse, who once, like Thurgood Marshall, who brought us some of the most fantastic cases out there, and the Brown versus education law, we ask that those lawyers be awakened today. We ask that they be able to come and be present here with us and reconnect themselves back to the greater force. And we thank you, God, for the opportunity to speak to our youngsters about their career and about the path that they must take in order to make sure that liberty and justice and the pursuit of happiness is always there for all people to share. And we say amen. Ladies and gentlemen, for you young G's, you don't know the struggle that we went through to obtain credential. I work with an organization, Project 2019, who underwrites the show, who wants to fill in the gap of those who are educated. We have such a shortage of African Americans who are educated, and our problem is that we're not just discriminated against. We are also missing out because we don't have credentials. And no one has to worry about discriminating against you. If you have credentials, then you can fight your way into positions your credentials opens the door for that path to get into certain professions, such as law, case in point. And we know that not necessarily all of us will get a chance to practice trial law. Some of us may not ever try a case, but some of us can learn about the process of law to prevent a large portion of us who cannot fight for themselves, those of you who have an advocate spirit, who would like to be a part of struggle and would like to be a part of the civil rights movement, this is an opportunity to do pro bono and give back to the community. This is an opportunity to be a part of something great. And law envision and it encompasses all areas and aspects of our life. If more students had understanding of the law, they would not go into the courtroom ignorant of the fact. And there is no excuse for being ignorant of the fact. You will still be held accountable. Law is very, very vast. And we do know that there's natural law. And the natural law, the Native Americans were somewhat instrumental in creating our laws. And we have to give them credit for a great portion of the laws being created. The Native Americans are so in tune that they have created universities and schools specifically for their own people to go into law, and they have actually created scholarship. Now, later on this week, or starting the month of February, I'll be talking to you about places you can go to find these scholarships to enter into the program. And they're not all full scholarships, but you might have to take out some loans. Yes, law schools are very, very expensive. And I will be talking to you about some of the fantastic schools and the top 10 schools and which ones are most desired. I'll be talking to you about the places that people have gone to enroll in law school. Now, we're talking about Loyola because I like to feature Loyola today, but a little bit later on we'll be featuring other schools. And I also will be featuring Indiana University in Bloomington. They have academies, ladies and gentlemen, and those academies, your students can go and gather information. I know the one here at Loyola University is free of charge. However, you have to be a registered member. And doing that session is very, very professionally put together. You do come dressed in your work clothes, not just casual affair. You dress up, and not to dress up to play yourself down, but you dress up because you're among other college students who will be dressed in their ties and their fine attire. So it's very important to make a good impression. So those young people who have an interest can talk to a panel of students that are in their second and third year of law school. The program is set up on a full-time basis for 3 years and on a part-time basis for 4 years in Loyola University. Now, I've had the pleasure of meeting many of the professors who are teaching in the program, and a large portion of the students are going out to the community to teach street law to the high schools. This is a big program that they have put together under the academy, and that course in street law is designed to spark an interest in our high school students. I was a history teacher, and I taught street law. And I tried to spark an interest in our students to want to be involved in law. And the 7th and 8th graders always had an interest in law, understanding the preamble, the Constitution. And in Illinois, during the years that I taught, the Constitution was required before any student could graduate. However, in Indiana, it is not a requirement for graduation. It should be. It should be on the grounds that it might intimidate a student if they don't know the Constitution. And we have to understand that students who know their rights and understand their rights, they can advocate for themselves and others. Now, this academy was specifically designed to be of assistance to students, to help them for preparation for the LSAT. And the LSAT is a battery of questions, logical questions that you have to answer, and the sequence and numbering, all sorts of things that you would do logically if you were making a decision about someone's life in a case. Now, litigation is very, very important, and litigation is always going on, and cases are being litigated. So that's a big prominent area. And then you also have probate. Probate is dealing with people's property that they cannot decide on, so it goes into probate. So the property is in limbo, and they must have an administrator to administrate over the property once someone is deceased or leaves property behind. Then there's the real estate law. And most of you understand that our real estate business has changed, so you can bet that real estate law will change too. Then there's family trial law, a completely different set of courts that the Garden at Lighten works in. And the Garden at Lighten works with children. And you have criminal, and you also have, you could have dealing with children and family services, dealing with foster children. And you also have CASA, who works very closely. If you're interested, you could even get involved with CASA to learn all of the proceedings and become a volunteer. Then there's also disability benefits, SSI and SSA. I worked in that area doing medical research, where you find medical documents and you research their diagnosis, first and second primary diagnosis, trying to find out if there is a thread between the illnesses that the candidates might have. Very interesting law, because a lot of students find out that they can cross-examine and they can do trial law with disability law, even if they're not a member of the bar. If they are an advocate, they can try these cases as an advocate in the Now, I am not a lawyer. I am not a member of the bar. I am a paralegal, and I have worked with many lawyers in the area of disability and medical malpractice. I have also worked with lawyers with bankruptcies. I am preparing to be a petitioner so that I can do petitions for pro se with bankruptcies. It is a very, very demanding area. But at the same time, there are trustees that work with you as well. Now, there are other avenues that you can also look at in the area of law, and that's immigration law, which is very much becoming very popular. And the immigration law is dealing primarily with the immigrants that come from another country. That is a specialty area as well that sparks my interest. As part of my ELL background is why I got involved in the ELL, so that I could learn more about immigration law. Now, law for the judicials, most of them will receive their judicial degree so they can practice law. However, there is an aspect of law where you could choose not to go for the bar, and you will work in a business corporation setting. Now, there's corporate law, of course, and there's taxation law altogether that's available as well. Now, I want to talk to you, little G's. How many of you did real good in social studies? How many of you enjoyed studying all of the history of social studies? I want you to go back and look at your social studies book and study the part about Abraham Lincoln and what happened during the Emancipation Proclamation when he so-called freed the slaves. If you could go back and look at the play on words and what went on during that time, Abraham Lincoln had a great desire to be upright like his father taught him and to make sure all men and women were equal. He did believe in that. However, there was more of a necessity to be able to win the war and to play a ploy on the South, because they were winning, to make them think that they were going to retreat. And that's why the slaves were freed. It wasn't because that they loved the slaves so much. They wanted the war to stop, and they wanted the South to stop taking all of the money, because the South could run the war while their slaves were functioning in their quarters, running their households, whereas the Northerners did not have slaves to manage their home. And having a slave was like having a walking credit card who could go many different places, and while you stay asleep in bed. They could get your main workout for the day and other people's work too. So it was profitable to have slaves. So because during that time they had to prevent the South from having their slaves. They had to pay a reparation to the South because the South lost money because there was no longer any slaves to do their work. So the first reparation was paid to the owners of slaves in the South. That's where the first reparation was paid. And if you don't believe me, go check the history books and you'll see that they were paid a good price for the slaves that they had to relinquish. Now, not to get into social studies this evening, we're going to have plenty of time for that, but I want to get back to you mothers. Mothers, for your children who are very good arbitrators and debaters, get them involved in debate opportunities and explain to them that their debating can lead to an opportunity to attend college and become a lawyer. Yes, that's right. I am advocating in this room, and I do advocate. That's why you see advocate at my name whenever I say Omi the Advocate. That's right. I am advocating for those things that I think are worthwhile. And going to college is something I think is worthwhile if it will set a career path for you. So you don't just have to have a job. You can have a yacht, own your own business. And it's very important to understand that a large portion of these law students, they do go into practice for themselves, and they do end up working for themselves, and sometimes they become partners. And it's a good thing to understand that a large portion of the lawyers who were coming up, they had their families, and many people support them to go through law school so they could come back to the communities and fight for the causes of the people. It's honorable. It's an honorable profession. And during the time that I have had the time to work in the area of law, I have also did pro bono work and worked with the NAACP to service candidates who did not have funds to receive the law services, which I gave services for free. I worked with the disabled and helping them to prepare the disability claims. It's very important to give something back and to be an advocate. And pro bono work is required of lawyers. They must give so many hours back to the profession. It is required now. Now, what will you have to do in these academies? You're going to have to work. You will have to attend these meetings, and you will have to go and be involved and interact. So you just can't go and be like a fly on the wall and stick to the wall and talk to yourself instead of talking to the students. You will have to converse with them, ask them questions, and be very much involved so you will find out if this is something for you. Now, law is not for everyone, and everyone should not be forced into going into law. It should be something that you pursue and have a desire and a knack for. Now, just being able to talk is not all that's required. You have to be able to research. You have to be able to do comparisons. You have to be able to write, and you have to enjoy writing, and you have to enjoy reading. That's why this room is called Care to Read. I want to advocate for those lawyers because I love reading, and that's why I got involved with the paralegal aspect, because I enjoy the reading and understanding the case. Now, if you are avid readers and you enjoy writing, this might be something for you. What do you think? Now, if you think this is for you, then go ahead on, Lil G, and call these schools up. Go get their phone number, University of Indiana in Bloomington, Loyola University on Pearson, 25 Pearson Street in Chicago, Illinois. Now, there are many other ones, but right now I'm only giving you two, because I don't want to flood you with a lot of schools. There are going to be tons of schools you can look at. And there is studying abroad, where you can go study laws in other countries and learn about how they do their laws. That is the feature treat. When you get a chance to do exchange programs and study law in Wales or study law in London or Paris, you get to understand how they do law in their other country. It's a great opportunity, ladies and gentlemen. My experience in working in law for Motorola was a great experience. I spent time working with the lawyers who did audits and did all types of research law in the tax department. And I gained my knowledge there and went on to become a paralegal. And I had to study hard. It was harder than going to undergrad. It was a lot of reading, a lot of research. I wouldn't lie to you. But Lil G, Let me tell you something, that shouldn't stop you. If you did good in my social studies class, you do great in the paralegal program if you want to do paralegal before you go to law. But if not, if you want to go skipping on in the glory before you do the paralegal, you can. But you must have a bachelor's degree before you enter. You must come in with a bachelor's degree, and then you build on that with 3 more years. Now, you're a counselor. Remember, you are an attorney. You have ethics, code of ethics, EY-PELU, and that's what Yoruba talks about, EY-PELU, good character and good conduct. So you have to hold yourself in esteem when you work in this profession. You just can't go letting it hang out, acting out, doing anything you think you're big and bad enough to do, and then still calling yourself a counselor? I don't think so. So, little G, you got to clean up your act. If you want to be a part of this establishment, law is fantastic. You'll meet a lot of debaters. You'll meet a lot of great people, and you'll find out that if you choose to go the paralegal route, there is a whole other avenue for the paralegals, which is separate from law, which is separate from the lawyers. They're not a member of the bar, but they do a lot of fantastic things. Trust me, Omi's been there. Now, one thing I will say is this. If you get a chance to go on to grad school and get other credentials, you might even want to teach law. Now, that's what Omi is aspiring to do. I like to teach law at the adjunct level, at the paralegal level. That would be great for me to teach street law. I want to become a specialist in street law because I taught so much of that street law stuff as a social studies teacher. Now, you see where social studies can lead you? Now, how many of you are going to go register for social studies? Or how many of you are already making A's in social studies? Raise both your hands. If you're making A's and you know you can do good in social studies, raise both your hands. Because I know you're a winner. I know you're a winner. Because, see, when we do well in social studies, that shows us that we're good arbitrators, we're good mediators, and we can debate well. But you have to harness your skills and sharpen your tools so when you go into these academies, you do well and you'll be perceived to be an excellent counselor. And people will notice you, and when you speak like E.F. Hutton, people will listen. I know you can do it. I know you can do it. All you have to do is tell yourself that I'm capable of doing this. Omi has just sparked an interest in me. I'm a girl, but I know I can do it. I'm a boy, and I'm going to do it. You just tell yourself, just because I'm a minority doesn't mean I have to be on the bottom. And remember, minority is a frame of reference. You don't have to feel like you are on the lower totem pole. Go in there with respect and hold your head up and expect people to treat you with respect because you're going to do reciprocal to them. It's very important that you should learn a new word every day and try to harness your skills. I love students. Most of all, I enjoy the young student, and I believe it's something in you that's so special that not even college can give you. You bring a new spark to education. You bring a new twist and a new way of doing things, and I believe that your venture is going to be so great when you come into the area of law that you're going to change the new concept of law. I know you're going to do it, Lil G. It's in you, because you are winners. I will see you next time in February. Stay tuned. Have a great evening.
Y'all ready?
You're winners. Lil G, we're moving on up, and I hope to see you at Loyola University this weekend.